Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 8, Tape A, Side 1. Here's the glossary for Lesson 8. Each term will be read twice with a brief pause between. Repeat after the speaker, then note the English meanings and parts of speech. The illustrative sentences will also be read twice. 1.
Ah. Ah. How ah. How ah.
2.
班长 这班学生班长是谁？ 校长 这个学校的校长姓陈
3
报上 报上 报纸 报纸 报上说 有一个男人 有三个太太 报上说 有一个男人 有三个太太
4
菜六个菜
5
叉子
6
吃饭 吃饭
7
刺 这次 那次 哪次 有一次老师说
8
大家 我们大家 你们大家 他们大家
9
刀子 刀叉
10
东海楼
11
饭馆饭碗饭碗管 管
12
份儿 这份报有36张 这份报有36章。
13
告诉，告诉，告诉，告诉。 我告诉你，我们的班长有三个女朋友。我告诉你，我们的班长有三个女朋友。
14
给，给，卖给，卖给。我要卖给他三支铅笔，我要卖给他三支铅笔。交给，交给。我想交给他两份报，我想交给他两份报。
15
就是，就是。这就是你的书，这就是你的书。
16
筷子，筷子。
17
可以，可以。
18
老师，老师。
19
美人，美人，每，每个，每位，每天。
20
哦，哦。
21
去，去。 你去饭馆，我去学校。你去饭馆，我去学校。你去哪儿？你去哪儿？
22
勺，勺，饭勺，饭勺，汤勺，汤勺。
23
说，说。他现在说什么？他现在说什么？说话，说话。这个孩子太小，不会说话。这个孩子太小，不会说话。话，话。
24
汤，汤。
25
喂，喂。这位先生姓张，这位先生姓张。
26
西餐，西餐。
27
新闻，新闻。报上有什么新闻？报上有什么新闻？
28
要紧，要紧。不要紧，不要紧。
29
应该，应该。应当，应当。
30
怎么？怎么？你怎么知道？你怎么知道？我不知道怎么去。我不知道怎么去。
31
纸纸
32
中餐中餐
33
在那在那学生都在学校呢学生都在学校呢他母亲在法国呢他母亲在法国呢
Communicative exchanges Two speakers will again voice the conversation from the frame. Each sentence will be said once, only with a 5-second pause afterward. When all exchanges have been read, there will be a repeat of the entire conversation without pauses. Frame 1-1
老师说我们现在去吃饭。你知道不知道去哪家饭馆？
Two.
就是那家叫东海楼你看他们现在都在那儿呢
Frame 2-3
你知道我们吃什么吗中餐还是西餐
4
老师说我们吃中餐六个菜一个汤
Frame 3-5
我不会用筷子你会不会用筷子
6
我也不会用不要紧我们可以用刀子叉子跟勺
Frame 4-7
这次大家一块吃饭怎么给钱呢应该给多少钱
8
老师会告诉我们每人应该给多少钱
9
钱交给老师还是交给班长
10
都可以
11
哦我们买一份中国报看看好不好
12
好啊我们看看报上有什么新闻
Now the frames will be repeated without pauses. Only the frame numbers will be given. Frame 1
老师说我们现在去吃饭你知道不知道去哪家饭馆
就是那家叫东海楼你看他们现在都在那儿呢
Frame 2
你知道我们吃什么吗中餐还是西餐
老师说我们吃中餐六个菜一个汤
Frame 3
我不会用筷子你会不会用筷子
我也不会用不要紧我们可以用刀子、叉子跟勺。
Frame 4
这次大家一块吃饭，怎么给钱呢？应该给多少钱？
老师会告诉我们每人应该给多少钱。
钱交给老师还是交给班长？
都可以。
哦，我们买一份《中国报》看看好不好？
好啊，我们看看报上有什么新闻。
Expanded sentences. Following our usual practice, the sentences from the frames will be expanded using current as well as previously learned vocabulary. The sentences will basically follow the sequence of the frames. Each sentence will be read once, followed by a short pause before the English meaning is given. Before listening to the translation, make a serious attempt to understand the entire content of the sentence, listening again if necessary. 1.
张老师说，我们现在去饭馆吃饭，我不知道是哪家饭馆，你知道吗？
Teacher Zhang says, we are now going to a Chinese restaurant to eat. I don't know which restaurant, do you? 2.
我知道，就是那家叫东海楼，在银行前头。你看，老师跟学生们现在都在那儿呢。
I know. It's that one called Eastern Sea. It's in front of the bank. See, teacher and the students are all there now. 3.
我们吃什么？你知道吗？是吃西餐还是吃中餐？我想吃中餐。
What are we going to eat, do you know? Is it Western food or Chinese food? I would like to eat Chinese food. 4.
老师说，我们吃中餐。他说，我们八个人，一共吃六个菜，一个汤。不知道什么菜，什么汤。
Teacher says we are eating Chinese food. He said the eight of us would have six dishes and one soup. I don't know what dishes or what soup. 5.
吃中餐，我不会用筷子。怎么吃呢？你会用筷子吗？他们那儿有刀叉没有？我想他们那儿有叉子。
In eating Chinese food, I don't know how to use chopsticks. How shall I eat? Do you know how to use them? Do they have knives and forks there? I think they will have forks. 6.
不会用筷子不要紧，我也不会用。老师告诉我，他们那儿有刀叉，我要用叉子吃。你也可以用叉子跟勺。
It doesn't matter if you can't use chopsticks. I also don't know how to use them. Teacher told me that they have knives and forks there. I am going to use a fork. And you can also use a fork and spoon. 7.
这次我们大家在一块儿吃饭，怎么给钱呢？每人应该给多少钱？应该给谁呢？每个菜多少钱？
This time when we all eat together, how do we pay? How much should each person pay? To whom should we give it? How much is each dish? 8.
我都不知道，我想老师会告诉我们每人应该给多少钱，他也会告诉我们应该给谁。
I don't know anything about it. I think, or I am sure, teacher will tell us how much each person should pay, and he'll also tell us to whom we should give it. 9.
钱交给班长还是交给老师？你知道吗？我想应该交给班长，你说呢？
Do we give the money to the class leader, or to the teacher? Do you know? I think we should give it to the class leader. What do you say? 10.
我想都可以，交给班长也可以，交给老师也可以，老师会告诉我们。我想吃中国饭，大家应该说中国话，你说呢？
I think either way is okay. It's okay to give it to the class leader or to give it to the teacher. Teacher will tell us. I think when eating Chinese food, we ought all of us together to talk in Chinese. What do you say? 11.
对，我也想大家应该说中国话。哦，这儿有卖中国报的，我们买一份中国报看看，好不好？多少钱一份？
Right. I also think that everyone should speak in Chinese. Oh, they're selling Chinese newspapers here. How about our buying a copy of a Chinese paper to look at? How much are they each? 12.
好啊，我也想应该买一份。我想不太贵。我们看看报纸上有什么新闻。我想我们大家应当一块儿看。
Good. I also think we should buy a copy. I don't think it will be too expensive. Let's see if there's any news in the paper. I think all of us should read it together. Review of expanded sentences. Here now is a review of the sentences you have just heard. As in the preceding lesson, the review will be in the form of continuous narration. There will be some variations and additions, but in general it will follow the sentences and will be divided into segments covering 3 or 4 sentences. An English translation will follow, but don't listen to it until you fully understand the Chinese portion. Sentences 1 through 4.
7个美国学生跟他们的中国老师去中国饭馆吃饭。那家饭馆叫东海楼，他们那儿有中餐也有西餐，学生想吃中餐不想吃西餐，老师说要吃中餐。有一个学生不知道吃什么，他朋友告诉他要吃中餐，他说是老师告诉他。他们一共8个人，老师说8个人要吃6个菜一个汤，都是中国菜，汤也是中国汤。
7 American students and their Chinese teacher went to a Chinese restaurant to eat. That restaurant was called the Dong Hai Lo. There they had both Chinese food and Western food. The students wanted to eat Chinese food, not Western food. The teacher said they would eat Chinese food. One student didn't know what they were going to eat. His friend told him they were going to eat Chinese food. He said the teacher had told him. There were 8 people in all. The teacher said that 8 people would eat 6 dishes and 1 soup. They were all Chinese dishes, and the soup was Chinese soup. Sentences 5 through 7.
有一个学生说他不会用筷子，他不知道饭馆有没有刀叉，他那个朋友说不要紧，不会用筷子不要紧，可以用叉子。他说老师告诉他东海楼有刀子也有叉子也有汤勺。那个学生也不知道给多少钱，不知道每个菜多少钱，不知道汤多少钱，也不知道钱应该给谁。
One student said he didn't know how to use chopsticks. He didn't know whether or not the restaurant had knives and forks. His friend said it didn't matter. It didn't matter if he didn't know how to use chopsticks. He could use a fork. He said the teacher had told him Dong Hailo had knives and forks and also had soup spoons. The other student also didn't know how much it would cost, how much each dish would cost, or how much the soup would cost. He also didn't know to whom the money should be given. Sentences 8 through 10.
他朋友说他也不知道，他想老师会告诉他们每人应该给多少钱，也会告诉他们钱应该给谁。他想交给老师可以，交给班长也可以。那个学生想在中国饭馆吃中国菜，大家应当说中国话，不应当说美国话。他朋友说对，他也想大家应当说中国话。
The friend said he also didn't know. He thought the teacher would tell them how much each person should pay, and would also tell them to whom the money should be given. He thought it was all right to give it to the teacher or to the class leader. Either way was okay. The other student thought that in a Chinese restaurant eating Chinese food, everyone should speak in Chinese and shouldn't talk in English. His friend said, right. He thought that everyone should talk in Chinese also. Sentences 11 and 12.
东海楼饭馆那儿有一个小书店，书店那儿也卖中国报。两个学生想，他们应该买一份中国报纸看看有什么新闻。他们不知道多少钱一份。一个学生说，他想中国报不贵。他也说，他想他们大家一块儿吃饭，也都应当一块儿看报。他朋友说，对。
There at the Dong Hailo restaurant, there was a small bookstore. At the bookstore there, they also sold Chinese newspapers. The two students thought they ought to buy a Chinese newspaper to look at and see what news there was in it. They didn't know how much it would cost. One student said he thought that Chinese newspapers were not expensive. He also said they were all eating together and he thought they should all look at the paper together. His friend said, right. And lesson 8, tape A, side 1.
Fast forward to the end of the tape. The recording continues on the other side.